This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 736. College is a story. Tell a better one. And no degree is the new degree. Both by Isaac Morehouse of isaacmorehouse.com. And I am Dan. I'm your host here and welcome. This is where I read to you from some great blogs on entrepreneurship every single day. And today, as you might have guessed from the title, I've got two posts for you from Isaac. They're a little bit shorter, so we're going to combine them into one episode. And let's get right to it now as we optimize your life. College is a story. Tell a better one. By Isaac Morehouse of isaacmorehouse.com. I've watched hundreds of young people launch incredible careers in top jobs at top companies, making great money and loving what they do. I've seen them move to cities they love, build a life of meaning and independence, and become total rock stars in their field. They've done this with no college degree, many times winning jobs that quote-unquote require one, and going on to hire and manage indebted, degreed peers who are 4 to 5 years behind them in the professional world and struggling. Despite this success and self-actualization, there is one area they struggle with for the first few years, sometimes longer: explaining themselves to their family. Friends and family rarely have the attention to learn what product management is, what your company does, why you're so good at it, or the future opportunities your network is making possible. Those are individual pieces of your life, and they don't know how to put them together. They want a story, a quick, easy-to-understand story. In fact, an incorrect, inaccurate story told about a person who's struggling will actually make them more comfortable than disparate facts about your success if not packaged neatly into a story they can understand. College is a story. It's an accepted story. It's an easy story. It's a story that makes people feel good about you. The story goes, you went to college, so you're doing well. You're succeeding. You're a good person. You are happy. You are okay. This story is so embedded in the subconscious of the culture that people will ignore any number of facts that fly in its face. You can be depressed and aimless, angry, in debt, clueless, frustrated, unemployed, unhappy, and sleepwalking through a life you barely tolerate. That doesn't matter. If you went to college, that simple story is all people see. Good for you. Congrats. So proud. No one has an answer for now what, nor a reason why they are so happy about the college story. They're programmed to be, and it's very difficult to question or rewrite that programming. If you deviate from the story, they wonder and worry. They can't easily check the mental success box. The solution isn't to fight with them and try to convince them out of it. The solution is to package the path you took into a better story. And it is a better story, if for no other reason than that you wrote it yourself instead of accepting a stodgy story that society foisted on you and simply playing out the script. Your story is uniquely you, full of purpose, adventure, challenges overcome, battles won, confidence gained, and successes earned. It's not always easy to package your path into a neat, easily digestible story, but the process will not only help others, it will help you see things and appreciate your own life more. Instead of, I'm not going to college, heard as, I have no story, try, I'm going into an apprenticeship, or I went to the pros straight out of high school like Kobe Bryant and LeBron James, or I'm doing an elite boot camp to fast track me into a startup, or I've crafted an intensive curriculum to go directly into what I want to do. If you can label or name your story something quick and catchy, it helps. But at the very least, put together a basic pitch that conveys you are not merely opting out of the dominant story, you are actively creating a better one. Oh, and even if you went to college, you'd better start building a better story. Your parents may be satisfied with it, but the college story doesn't do much for you on the job market these days. If your degree is the most interesting thing about you, you're going to struggle, even if your mom is proud. Go start writing a great story and learning how to tell it. No Degree is the New Degree by Isaac Morehouse of isaacmorehouse.com. Would you rather hire someone who ran a marathon or had a college degree? I remember when I saw the question posed on LinkedIn. It got hundreds of responses, almost all of whom said they'd pick the marathoner. It turns out the story most young people have been told about the value of degrees on the job market isn't true, and it's getting less true every day. A few years ago, I talked to a business owner who turned down a candidate I passed along because he had a master's degree. He told me, quote, he seems smart and has some skill, but he's been in school too long. It will take me too much time to get those habits out of him. Plus, I found people with advanced degrees tend to be entitled and assume they're worth more than they are. End quote. The famous venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz developed a framework for evaluating which entrepreneurs were most likely to succeed with their startups. One of the strongest indicators was being a college dropout. The courage and out-of-the-box thinking needed to overcome social pressure and quit school was a bullish sign. All of these stories share one thing in common. A college degree doesn't do a good job of signaling employability. In fact, choosing not to get one can be a better signal. And no wonder. Employers routinely report that college grads lack basic skills they look for in new hires. In fact, less than 10% of employers think colleges do a good job of preparing students for the working world. A lack of useful skills is only part of the problem. Grads are saddled with debt, often taught absurd ideas from professors disconnected from the real world, and encouraged to see themselves as victims. Add to that binge drinking and increasingly draconian policies around health and politically correct speech, and campuses have become a place to pick up bad habits and bad ideas. Employers want to know you can create value. BA communications on a resume doesn't convey much, but guess what does? A good opt-out or dropout story. I have seen hundreds of young people with no degree and no experience get jobs that said a bachelor's and 2 to 3 years of experience were required. They won these jobs because they showed something more valuable than a few static bullets on a resume. They explained why they chose not to go to college and that they did an apprenticeship, internship, self-guided study program, or project instead. Employers love it. They get excited. Instead of someone simply taking the path of least resistance and muddling through college because their parents paid for it, they see individuals willing to forge their own way, think clearly about costs and benefits, and take initiative. That's why college alternative programs often boast placement rates of 90% or better immediately upon graduation, while just 40% of university students have jobs within 3 months after graduation. Young people who prioritize real-world experience, self-directed learning, and creating an interesting life for themselves are increasingly sought after over those who do the normal college thing. What began as a countersignal for startup founders and high-tech jobs is spreading to more and more roles as hiring managers discover the best traits are better correlated with opt-outs than the college-educated. The most dynamic companies need to see more than the same piece of paper everyone else has. It's not that college is too good for many young people. It's that more and more young people are too good for college. You just listened to the posts titled, College is a Story, Tell a Better One, and No Degree is the New Degree, both by Isaac Morehouse of isaacmorehouse.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Isaac, who is the founder and CEO of Crash, the career launch platform. And he previously founded and currently serves as an advisor to Praxis, a startup apprenticeship program. And when he's not with his wife and kids or building his company, he can be found playing guitars, reading, writing, getting angry, watching sports teams from his home state of Michigan, or enjoying the beach. Isaac has a ton of great content on his site, so please do come and check it out at isaacmorehouse.com. And he's also got a podcast called Office Hours, which covers life and career advice. So come check that out as well. But that should do it for today's episode. I thank you for being here for number 736, and hope you have a great rest of your day. And I'll be back here with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.